Welcome to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco, your personal financial technician. Whether you've had years of success in your business or just starting out, Highlift Financial can help you create a vision for your business, life, and family, and align these for generational wealth. So as they say, what happens in your life affects your business. And now, on to the show. Well, hello, and welcome to Your Business, Your Life with your host, me, Matt DeFrancesco, again. And it's still cold here in the in Western Pennsylvania, but I'm excited because I know everybody, you know, a lot of people have been doing Zoom here with COVID, and I conduct a lot of my meetings via Zoom, but there's still something that doesn't beat FaceTime. So I'm actually going to be doing my Southern tour, seeing clients down south, so I'll get to some warmer weather and I get to be with them in person, which I'm really excited about. So, but anyway, on with the show. You know, if you've been listening for a while, you know I'm a huge proponent of personal development. And today I've got one of the heavy hitters in the industry in this area. And so Mitch Russo, he's a business growth strategist, and he's helped everyone from NFL stars to CEOs, basically to anybody who wants to rapidly accelerate the growth of their business. Now, Mitch's resume is so extensive. I mean, I could spend the whole half hour just talking about his resume, but I'm just going to kind of give some highlights. And I'll let him expound on areas that he think might be of interest to the audience. So basically, he started a software company out of his garage, and he ended up selling it for eight figures. And after that, he went on to work with Tony Robbins and Chet Holmes, who, you know, anybody who knows personal development know they are big guns in the industry. And they built a $25 million business together. So he's twice been nominated by Inc. Magazine as Entrepreneur of the Year. And Mitch's focus is just to help companies grow rapidly. So he's got two books. His first one, The Invisible Organization, and he's got a second book called Power Tribes, How Certification Can Explode Your Business. So, you know, Mitch's goal is to build high performance certification programs, and he's actually got a coaching platform called Clientfolio, correct, Mitch?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's jump right into it. So Mitch, welcome to Your Business, Your Life.
Thanks, Matt. And I am certainly much warmer than you are. So I'm in Pompano Beach, Florida, enjoying this beautiful weather.
That's great. That's great. You know, it's funny. I think my last guest was in San Diego. So I'm trying to live vicariously through you two. So
sounds good.
So anyway, so, you know, Mitch, when we spoke originally, you know, I explained to you my core audience is the small to mid-sized family business, especially in the collision repair industry. And, you know, I know, like I said in the intro, your resume just, I mean, we could go on and on with it, but is there anything specifically that you'd like to highlight out of your background that you think the audience should know?
Well, you know, there's every business has some very, what I would call common goals. Mm-hmm. One of them is to sustain long enough to support their family and make enough money and profits to live a great life.
Right.
So whether you're in the car business or whether you sell vegetables, it doesn't matter. The same goals of business exist. And the way to get there is also a fairly straightforward process once you understand the path.
Right. Yeah. And business is business. I mean, it doesn't matter what the type of business that you're in, just like you said. You know, what's interesting in this industry is that, you know, most of these guys that start collision shops, they're technicians. All right. Usually they either started in a shop or maybe in a family shop. They swapped floors. They worked in the paint booth. They did all these things and they kind of rose up. And so they're really great technicians, but they're not always great business people. And so, you know, one of the things that I work with these clients is, you know, they get to be like around my age and they kind of look up under the hood and they go, mm-hmm. You know, what am I going to do? I said, I have no idea where to go with my business. I don't know if my family wants to take it over. I don't know if I should sell it. I don't even know what the value is on it. So, you know, one of my starting points, and I think this is something that you work a lot with your clients, is this idea of helping them to create a vision for how the business fits in to not only their lives, but also the family. How do you help clients to clarify that vision in their lives?
Well, I guess the first place I always start is with helping people figure out exactly what their true passion is. Even if they've been in business for 40 years, without feeling that passion, it's hard to sustain almost anything.
Right.
And so we have a very simple exercise that I work with my clients to do. And within about 15 or 20 minutes, we can ballpark it really close as to what their true core passion is. And from there, we ask the question, am I living my ideal life now? Am I living my core passion or not?
Right.
And what do I have to do so? Yeah. And then from there, what we do is we explore and go deeper as to how, I mean, for some people they didn't realize it. You know, some people, they say, well, my core passion might be to help the folks in my company I love watching people expand. I love watching as they grow as humans and grow in abilities and grow in value to this world. Well, but I hate my business. Well, if we reframe that, you might find out that you actually love your business. Right. So it all sort of depends on where you want to take this and how you want to do it. If I'm dealing with a guy who has a auto repair business and he says, my true passion is dentistry. Well, I mean, it's going to be a transition. Let's put it that way.
That's right. Yeah.
But I wouldn't say to him, oh, well, forget your true passion. That's right. Just wrong. I would tell him to start going to dental trade shows and start poking around and get more immersed and see what that feels like. Maybe there's an area of dentistry that he could resonate with. Maybe it's in supplying the dentistry industry with a new form of molding or casting for, I'm just making this up as I go along.
No, but I get it. Yeah.
So really what it comes down to is this a personal passion is really where I think everything starts. And then from there, what we do is we lay out the exact path to profitability or multiple recurring paths to profitability. That's a tongue tweezer there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, in many cases, since I feel as if over the years I've done this for so many clients, is we build recurring revenue models and we can build many of them mm-hmm. inside a single organization.
Right. Yeah. And that makes sense. I know, especially when we're looking at starting to put the plan together in place, that's one of the goals is to create these multiple revenue streams. And a lot of times, you know, I find as we're starting to define this vision for not just the business owner, but also the family, that sometimes there's family members that don't have an interest in the core business. Maybe they're not right. interested in collision repair, but maybe they're interested in an ancillary business, like, you right. know, a calibration, or maybe they want something completely different, like construction or something like that. And how can we help create what I call the family umbrella?
Well, you know, another thing is that many of your clients probably own their own businesses and own their own real estate. Well, maybe your real estate is now more valuable than your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one way to think about it. Another thing to think about, and this again is fairly common in the work I do, is when I look at a company, I also look for the processes that they have perfected or invented. Sometimes your process is what I would call your intellectual property in essence is more valuable again than your entire business. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can give you multiple examples of that. It happens all the time.
Could you give us some examples? Because I think a lot of times, especially, you know, in this industry, they don't understand what that intellectual property may be that they would have.
Okay, so I'm going to use a different industry just as a way of clarifying. So let's say that you are, and I'm going to use a real life example. You're a recruiting firm and you have a nice little business. You have a couple of people. Everyone works remotely, so overhead's low. You're generating $2-3 million a year. And you say, my customers love us. They rely on us for all their stuff. We always have a lot of fun when we work together. Right. But then what we realize is that the process of recruiting that they've created is really their secret sauce. Oh. And so we go back and we say, well, why don't we dig a little deeper into that? Mm-hmm. And while they're talking, I'm mind mapping the entire process. Oh. So now what I'm doing is I'm actually visually, because I need this for my own way of thinking. So right. I'm mapping out their entire recruiting process. And I then at the end of what they say, I share my screen and show it to them. Most people have never seen it that way before. Oh. And now all of a sudden, you know, the sparks start to fly and you start getting cognitions and understanding at a deeper level of what it is you really have. Mm-hmm. So now at this point, I said to this guy, well, look, you know, you're doing a nice business, you're doing a couple million a year. Why don't you teach others how to do it too? He said, well, why would I do that, Mitch? I would be creating my own competitors. And the answer is I said to him, well, what happens if you could build not a $2 million business, but a $20 million business teaching people and corporations the best way to recruit people that stick, the best way to bring in people that are a perfect fit for the job and don't want to leave.
Right.
I mean, what that is more valuable than your actual $2 million recruiting business. And that's what I'm talking about.
That makes complete sense. And I think that's where sometimes business owners get hung up. They don't realize sometimes some of the intrinsic value that they've provided. You know, one, I was just, as you were talking about this, I was thinking about one of my clients who has built a very successful collision shop, collision and mechanical repair shop. But what we've really found is he's really been focusing on developing the culture in the business.
Right.
It's really revolutionized where he's going. And I could see that as being, because I think that's something that most companies struggle with.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like that might be something he might be able to take and be able to teach other, whether it's collision shop owners or even just other businesses, how to develop culture the way he did through practical application.
Well, see, if you can truly promise and prove that you are capable of developing culture in another company, that could be a $20 million or a $50 million or $100 million business.
Wow.
Because that by itself is more valuable than a collision repair shop. I mean, you're making my point. That's exactly. Now, I did have a guy, very interesting. I did have a client who was revolutionary in how he got the parts department profitable at auto dealers.
Oh,
so not quite exactly your business or right. your client's business, but close enough. And so he had figured out that there was a way to work with clients using his own methods that would bring those clients back over and over again and have them regularly purchasing parts from the parts department of this particular dealership.
Right.
Well, and he was making a nice six-figure salary. Mm-hmm. However, he said, I this isn't enough. I want more out of my life. And he started a business where he trains the heads of parts departments at auto dealerships how to do what he has perfected. Now he has a $3 million business and a coaching network of people who go around and help auto dealers increase the value of their clients through the parts department. Who would have ever thought, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, I think sometimes if we just think outside the box, and I like that idea of identifying what that passion is, and I'm going to kind of backtrack a little bit because, you know, I think that's the thing that's kind of the sticking point. That's where most people struggle. So talk a little bit about how can somebody help to identify what their true passion is? Because I think, I mean, my own experience is being in financial services. I got to a point where I was just, I hated the business. I hated it. And it took me a while to figure out what I was really passionate about. And it was really working with these business owners on a very deep level. But how does somebody start that process?
It is a one word answer.
Okay.
Why? Mm. Why do you do what you do? And when you get the answer, I ask the same question again. Why is that?
Okay.
And when I get that answer, I then go a little bit deeper still. And sometimes I'll ask, and what would happen if that were not there? What would you do? Right. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to move people out of what they do into who they are.
Okay.
And when you do that, the entire landscape changes because we identify as what we do, but rarely do we identify as who we are.
Right.
And the bottom line is that what we do can go away tomorrow. I mean, what would happen if you're an accountant and you have a very busy practice and all of a sudden our brilliant and wonderful president said, we're going to do away with the IRS. It's a flat tax from now on. Just, you know what, at the end of the year, you'll get a slip in the mail and you just pay 20% of everything you right. made that year. No deductions, no additions, no depreciation, none of this, none of that. It's that simple. Okay. Yeah. So, well, now that accountant is effectively out of business.
Right.
So it's not just to identify as an individual with what you do is a false identification.
Right.
If you identify with who you are instead, then no matter what you do, you're still who you are.
Right.
And small distinction.
Exactly. Congruent. That's, yep, I think, the key thing. And I think, you know, when we're, you know, it's funny, I've actually got a guy, he's going to be, I'm going to be interviewing him tomorrow for the podcast, and collision shop owner. And that was one of the things that he struggled with. And when he all of a sudden got this congruency with, you know, I'm an ethical person, and, you know, this industry can move in a lot of different directions. You know, you got insurance companies that are pushing them. You've got the OEMs, the manufacturers that have certain specs, and you're being pulled in a lot of these different directions. And it wasn't until he became congruent and these are my values, this is how I think and how I want to live, and here's how I'm going to run the business. And all of, yep, a sudden he's now exploding.
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, one of the things that, you know, I see transformations in my clients all the time, mm-hmm, when they shift their viewpoint. Think about it this way, in a sense, in the physical sense, if you're sitting there holding your phone and you're staring down at your phone, what's your line of sight? You know, your scope is about 12 inches away.
Right.
But if you raise your eyes and look to the horizon, you can see a lot more of what's coming at you and where you're going. Well, right, that's a metaphor, but basically that's what we're doing. We're raising our eyes to the horizon and we're aligning who we are with what we see.
Right.
And now everything is different. And I don't know if this is where you wanted to take this interview, Matt, but I mean, you know, I'm just telling you what I do.
I think this is great because, like we said earlier, business is business, whether you're in, yep, collision repair or you're selling ice cream cones. I think it's really important for business owners to understand that you need to clarify not only this vision, but I think just become congruent. That's, I think, the biggest struggle for most of us is figuring out who we are.
Yeah,
who we are. I mean, my coach posed a question to me, which actually he stole from Tim Ferriss in the 4-Hour Work Week, is how, you know, if retirement was not an option for you, how would your life and business be different? And that kind of hit me between the eyes because that was a reality for me.
Yep.
And now I had to do what you said in this idea of reframing.
Yeah.
And it can be scary for most people, but I think once you do it, I mean, is in your experience, once they do it, do you see them as all of a sudden it's like the light goes on?
Oh, it's almost, again, it's like I said before, I usually can get this done in 15 to 20 minutes. And the reason is because it's right there. Most people just don't see it. You know,
right,
it's sort of like, you know, putting on a different pair of colored glasses and all of a sudden everything that was invisible to you is now completely visible.
Right.
So we're shifting viewpoints just slightly to the left or to the right, and a whole new world shows up. And again, it's very effective. It's very simple. You know, I went through this in my own life when I sold Time Slips Corporation. Mm-hmm. And that company was my life's work.
Uh-huh.
And at 40 years old, I was basically retired. I mean, what do I do now? I already accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish, or is what I said I wanted to accomplish.
Right.
I thought I wanted to accomplish, but I was really only at the very beginning, but I didn't know that. That was over 20 years ago.
Right.
So it took a lot of introspection for me to really realize who I was, because I thought I was the president of CEO of Time Slips Corporation. And that I identified myself with my job.
Right.
And certainly that was, you know, as a young man, that was probably a smart thing to do at the time. But as we gain in years and wisdom, I hope, you start to see things a little bit differently. And, you know, one of the things that hits you in the face is that, oh, my God, I've worked all my life to achieve this amount of money. Everything about my life has been around money.
Right.
Now I have the money. Now what do I do?
Right.
And it's a different world.
Yeah. I mean, money's just a tool, really, is really what it comes down to. But again, I mean, I know people that are making millions and millions of dollars that are completely miserable. Right. And I know people that are poor that are extremely happy. And I think a lot of it because they know who they are. You know, I know Tony talks a lot about the idea of our belief systems and our values and, you know, kind of getting those things congruent. Is this part of this mind mapping process that you do with people?
It is. And what I do is when we go through this process, we try to align the elements of a person's life that allow them to see the whole instead of the parts. Because the parts are not always perfect. If this is not obvious, it should be. I mean, no one has a perfect life. And by the way, if you do, then you're actually dead.
Exactly.
And you're living in the spirit world, because humans were not engineered to have perfect lives. Humans, in my belief, are problem-solving machines.
Right.
And we turn out to be happiest when we are finding and solving problems. Not everybody, but most of us. And by rephrasing it, we can include everybody.
Right.
So the whole idea here is that if we are, in fact, problem-solving machines and we don't have any problems, we're miserable. Our machines have nothing to work on. They idle. Eventually, they just break down and go away. Uh-huh. That's what we call death. So instead, what we like to do is make sure that we're always in the process of either growing, learning, improving, or solving ours or others' problems.
It's amazing that you brought that up, because I have a book of the author actually gave it to me, and it's on Lessons from St. Ignatius for Everyday Life. It's basically designed for the working person. Today's meditation was actually just about that, how we are designed to work and to become better and to, you know, to always be evolving, to be solving those problems. I think you hit the nail on the head. We are designed to do that.
Right. And so if, you know, again, if your problem is, well, where on the beach am I going to put my chair today? That gets old after a few weeks of that. Right. That's why it's called vacation. Right. So the whole idea is after your vacation, what? You're refreshed, you're relaxed. You've probably enjoyed time with your family. You've changed the way, you hopefully have put your cell phone and laptop down.
Right.
Long enough to enjoy the time with your family. And now you're ready to get back into it. But if you have that as your life, it unfortunately is, as I've seen here in Florida, we have a lot of people who retire and then shortly pass away afterwards.
Right. Right. Yeah. You've always got to be striving for something. I firmly believe that. I mean, you've always got to have something to work for, or look forward to, always something to be working towards. I mean, it's funny. I got one of my clients, he's over on the West Coast of Florida, and, we sold his business for him, and, you know, he was kind of playing golf. And it's funny, because now he's jumping back into, he sold precious metals and jewelry. And now he's jumping back in, like, he dabbles in it, but it's still, he needs to be doing something. And he learned that.
Yeah, it's so true. And again, I think if you know that in advance, you can do some planning around that. You know, it's sort of like, don't end up like me. You sell your business and this big check comes in, or, you know, a big wire comes into your account and you go, wow, that was great. Now what, you know? So know in advance that we all must have goals. We all must have objectives to work towards.
Right.
And if one of your objectives is to sell your business, cash out, and never have to work again, that's a great one. Just tell me what you're going to do after that.
That's, you know, and I think that's where people have problems with the clarity. That's probably where your mind mapping would help them, because actually it's funny. I'm doing a business exit strategy, a boot camp. And that was one of the things they brought up, a statistic yesterday. And, you know, most business owners, if you go up to them and say, okay, when are you looking to exit? They say 5 years. All right. And then the reason is because 5 years is like, it's short enough that they can see it, but it's long enough that they figure they can prepare. But then if you ask them again 5 years later, they'll say 5 years. And it's because they never really clarify what they really want. I mean, what is their life? Maybe they want to get out and do something completely different. Maybe they want to keep the business, but keep the business running, but only maybe work as a consultant in it. And I think, you know, trying to have them clarify that provides a ton of value to them.
I think so. And again, from my perspective, when you work with someone on this level and all of a sudden their entire future comes into focus because they've never seen it that way before, then everything changes. Now they get excited about life again. Now they're alive again.
Right.
You know, and that's that I for me anyway, it's always exciting to see. I love seeing that.
That's yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's where, again, you know, as I kind of started out the program, this idea of personal development. I mean, I preach this to my clients. I'm like a personal development junkie. I've been doing it for 25, almost 30 years now. And I love the book that you have there, Power Tribes. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that and how that may be able to help the listeners.
Sure. Well, actually, funny you ask about it right now, because that's actually where all of this discussion has been going.
Okay.
So here's what I discovered building my software company over 25 years ago. I discovered by accident that I could actually mobilize 350 people to sell my software for me without paying them, and with them paying me instead.
Ooh.
Now, isn't that interesting? Imagine if you had a sales force that you didn't have to pay for, but happily and lovingly sent you money every year to stay part of your sales force.
Mm.
Okay, so I discovered this, if you will, almost by accident, meaning I sort of fumbled my way into it. I almost crashed my company doing it at the first time I tried it. But after that, I perfected the process. And that's how I ended up building the TimeSlip Certified Consultant Network.
Okay.
And so the book is about the blueprint on how to create profitable multi-revenue stream certification, but with a twist. It's not just a business model. It is a culture model as well.
Mm.
And so using the systems that I talk about in my book and the proprietary systems that I reveal to my clients when I work with them, we are building a powerful and enduring culture that will last the company for the rest of its life. And we do that using straightforward, logical, simple tools. No woo-woo, no, you know, casting a spell or planting people inside to get them to do something. I've heard all these crazy stories.
Right.
None of that works except knowing in advance what you want your culture to be and then build it. That's what the book is about.
And I think that's huge. You know, we talked about that a little bit earlier, this idea of developing culture. And I think that's really the key behind having the type of business that's congruent with what you believe and what's who you are, you know,
right,
like you talked about. So,
yep, exactly.
So now if somebody's interested in your coaching programs, where do they find you?
They can go to MitchRusso.com, or you can go to MitchRusso360.com. Okay. And that will show you all of the things I do, the books, the software, the coaching programs, and all of the levels that I have. The whole point of when I work with somebody, I won't work with a beginner because I believe most beginners have mindset issues that I'm not good at solving. But if I end up receiving an inquiry from somebody and we have a conversation and I feel as if they need a little work on mindset, I would refer them to a mindset coach first.
Okay.
And then from there, once they're ready, I'll give you a simple example. I was working with a client. Client said to me, we have a great product. Yeah, we've sold millions of dollars worth. But the truth of the matter is, I asked myself if I even deserve the success. Or what am I, being a young guy of 35, talking to these 60-year-old CEOs? You know, they probably know a whole lot more than me. So I said, okay, let's stop right here.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'm going to give you a phone number. I'm going to basically set you up with a mindset coach. You'll need one, possibly two sessions, and then we can begin working together again.
Right.
and it was like magic. I mean, it really was. And this is, again, so I don't work with beginners because, again, it's too... It's people don't trust themselves in the beginning. I like to work with experienced business owners because in the end, an experienced business owner completely gets exactly what they have to do and is open and is coachable,
mm-hmm,
and able to take the guidance that I can provide.
But don't you think even the experienced business owner struggles with mindset problems?
Only at different levels. Those are easier, by the way.
Okay.
So yes. Yeah. Yes, somebody certainly can struggle with a mindset issue who's building a large business. But at that point, we're just unlocking doors and they pass through that door and they're ready.
Gotcha.
Beginners might have deep issues that I can't handle. I'm not a psychiatrist or a therapist,
right,
or a mindset coach for that matter.
Right.
So all I'm really doing is I'm analyzing the business and the person and make sure that the match is perfect.
Okay. And then you're basically helping them to develop growth strategies within the business, correct?
Right. Yeah, we do this very quickly. So usually in the first session, we've mapped the entire business. We've found their true purpose. And now we've created several mechanisms by which they can generate revenue in the first 2-hour session. And then after that, I work with my clients on a weekly basis to help them stay and keep accountable and stay focused on their goals.
Right. And we've highlighted this many times, business is business. So, you know, I think, you know, anybody in the audience would be interested in taking that business to the next level, but you're kind of stuck. You know, I think Mitch is the perfect guy to be talking to. So we're going to put all of your contact information and links in the show notes so that
sure.
Can get to you. But, you know, oh my gosh, you're just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, I'm just, you know, I've got all these questions bouncing around my head, but we're about at time. So any final thoughts you want to share with anybody with the audience, Mitch?
Yeah, I did want to share one thing. Most people give up too soon. In fact, most people give up minutes before success is at their doorstep. And the reason they do is because they're looking backwards instead of forwards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I had given up when I found out that the software product that my partner and I had built and spent 9 months of work, nights and weekends building, only to discover the day we released it that the market had changed, it had no value, which is a true story. That's exactly what happened. It wasn't until we realized that we had something even better using the base of technology we had created. So we had to pivot, and we pivoted into basically a very large business once we figured it out. But so what looked at like a disaster, the market that we addressed all of a sudden didn't exist, became a blessing because we pivoted into a much larger market. I believe everybody that goes through a process like this is one pivot away from enormous success.
Right. And, you know, there's an old saying that experience is the best teacher, but a mentor of mine told me it's the most expensive teacher. That somebody else's experience is the best teacher. So I'm sure people can profit from the lessons that you've learned probably the hard way, right, Mitch?
Of course. And you as well. I mean, listen, that's why we're here. We're here to help people. And right. as business coaches and as advisors, basically, we are using not just our experience, but we're using our insights, you know, insights developed over decades guide our clients to where they need to go. And that's our job.
That's exactly right. So Mitch, I want to thank you so much for being on the program. I hope that maybe at some point we can have you back on. We can talk about a lot of the other different aspects of your business and what you do with your clients. I mean, there's so much. It just kind of blows my mind. So, but thank you again for being on. And the last thanks always goes out to you, the audience. Thank you for listening to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please click on the subscribe button below. That way, when a new episode comes out, it'll download directly to your device, and it'll make it very easy for you to share it with your friends and family and anybody that you know that would benefit from this content. Also, if you're watching on YouTube or even on the podcast and you like the content, please give us a 5-star review. That way, that moves us up on the charts and we can get to more people. So from everyone here at Highlight Financial, I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate you being on.
And, pleasure.
No problem. And everybody make today your best day and make every day your best day. So take care and God bless. Hey, I really want to thank you for listening to the Your Business, Your Life podcast. If you want to be notified when new episodes become available, click the subscribe button below.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Highlift Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment, legal, or tax advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding your business or personal planning. DeFrancesco Financial Concierge, LLC, DBA Highlift Financial, is a registered investment advisor. Registration with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any state security authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training.